I never touched him, Bobby told Raymer, and met Raymer's gaze firmly with his own as he said it. Mary Doolin gasped, shocked. Even Harry, to whom lying must have been a way of life by the age of 16, looked surprised.
Oh, the straight-out barefacedness of it! Mrs. Doolin cried, "You let me talk to him, officer. I'll get the truth out of him, see if I don't!"
She started forward. Raymer swept her back with one hand, not rising or even taking his eyes off Bobby. "Now, lad, why would a galoot the size of Harry Doolin say such a thing about a shrimp the size of you if it wasn't true?"
"Don't you be calling my boy a galoot," Mrs. Doolin shrilled. "Ain't it enough he's been beat within an inch of his life by this coward? Why—"
"Shut up," Bobby's mom said. It was the first time she'd spoken since asking Officer Raymer what this was about, and her voice was deadly quiet. "Let him answer the question." "He's still mad at me from last winter, that's why," Bobby told Raymer. "He and some other big kids from St. Gabe's chased me down the hill. Harry slipped on the ice and fell down and got all wet. He said he'd get me. I guess he thinks this is a good way to do it."
"You liar," Harry shouted. "That wasn't me who chased you. That was Billy Donahue. That—"
He stopped, looked around. He'd put his foot in it somehow. A dim appreciation of the fact was dawning on his face. "It wasn't me," Bobby said. He spoke quietly, holding Raymer's eyes. "If I tried to beat up a kid his size, he'd total me."
"Liars go to hell," Mary Doolin shouted.
"Where were you around 3:30 this afternoon, Bobby?" Raymer asked. "Can you answer me that?"
"Here," Bobby said. "Miss Garfield." "Oh, yes," she said calmly. "Right here with me all afternoon. I washed the kitchen floor and Bobby cleaned the baseboards. We're getting ready to move, and I want the place to look nice when we do. Bobby complained a little, as boys will do, but he did his chore, and afterward we had iced tea."
"Lawyer!" Mrs. Doolin cried. Harry only looked stunned. "Shocking lawyer!"
She lunged forward again, hands reaching in the general direction of Liz Garfield's neck. Once more, Officer Raymer pushed her back without looking at her, a bit more roughly this time.
"You tell me on your oath that he was with you?"
Officer Raymer asked Liz. "On my oath."
"Bobby, you never touched him? On your oath?"
"On my oath."
"On your oath? Before God?"
"On my oath before God."
"I'm gonna get you, Garfield," Harry said. "I'm gonna fix your little red wet—"
Raymer swung around so suddenly that if his mother hadn't seized him by one elbow, Harry might have tumbled down the porch steps, re-injuring himself in old places and opening fresh wounds in new ones.
"Shut your ugly, stupid pot,"
Raymer said, and when Mrs. Doolin started to speak, Raymer pointed at her.
"Shut yours as well, Mary Doolin. Maybe if you want to bring beating charges against someone, you ought to start with your own damned husband. There'd be more witnesses." She gawped at him, furious and ashamed.